Hello, I'm Paul Prickett, inviting you to take a look ahead with me at some World Service programmes on the air for the next few hours. Further twists and turns in our serial Wives and Daughters, news from a remote island in Wales, a touch of sport, a feature on a great character of journalism, and a well-known violinist choosing her favourite new record. Let's begin with a scientific detective story, complete with bodies, suspects, and weapons. The sleuth in this case is a Scottish pathologist. The weapons are chemicals, and the victims may well be ourselves. Discovery at 10 hours finds out how Dr. Andrew Wiley is on the track of a very strange phenomenon. Also in the programme, a new development in our knowledge of how galaxies are formed. Astronomers have been observing how new stars are formed by clouds of intergalactic gas that are hotter than the sun. Some new scientific developments reviewed by Discovery at 10 hours after the next news summary. The theme music of our serial Wives and Daughters by the 19th century writer Elizabeth Gaskell. It's the story of country life in early Victorian society and was to be the final novel by a writer much admired by Dickens and Charlotte Bronte. Part 13 of Wives and Daughters at 10:30. There's some sports news in Sports International, and I've asked Paddy Feeney himself to tell you what's in store.
We have a couple of very strong personalities actually on the programme this week, Paul, one of whom has said that he is going to say goodbye, and another of whom has said that he is not going to say goodbye. Then we have a somewhat acerbic character, I suppose, according to some people at least, and there is just a possibility that he may captain no more unless he can curb his acerbity, if that's the right word for it. And on top of all that, we've got the fascinating story of the Dumbos, who are really not so dumb as they look.
Thank you, Paddy. And if you'd like to listen to Sports International, it's at 11:30. It's probably the ambition of most journalists to get a new story into print before anybody else. In other words, to get a scoop. Here's how one of the great 19th century correspondents for The Times, Henry Blowitz, managed it.
As we were driven through the great doorway, the gates closing behind us, I heard a journalist cry, "That is Blowitz's carriage!" An angry shout went up as the other reporters realized I had slipped past them. Safely inside the royal palace, I was at once conducted to the king, whom I immediately saluted, "Your Majesty." "Monsieur," the king replied, "you are the first stranger to greet me in this way." "Your Majesty, I try to be first in everything."
Blowitz of The Times, describing how he obtained his exclusive interview with the King of Spain in 1874. You can hear more about this legendary journalist in Foreign Correspondent at 12:15. And finally, what it's like to be part of a monastic community which for well over 1,000 years has been established on the island of Caldy off the coast of Wales. The winter weather isolates the island from the mainland, and in Network UK at 13:30, David Allen finds out how the monks and the laymen cope. I must leave you now with music chosen by the violinist Iona Brown as our recording of the week at 13:45. It's the Adagio from Rachmaninoff's Second Symphony in a version conducted by Simon Rattle. Goodbye.